So just the other day, I was walking in the Puerta del Sol in Madrid, which is basically the nerve center of the city, the very heart of the city. And it's this big square, very busy, always busy, 24/7 practically. And I was walking by a statue of the big symbol of Madrid, which is that of a madroño tree. In English, that's translated as a strawberry tree, and a bear on its hind legs, sort of leaning against the tree, and its head is sort of reaching for those berries. We'll talk about the symbol itself in a few minutes, but anyway, what made me what surprised me a little bit was that there was this tourist there who was sort of holding on to the bear's tail. Now, as you know, bear tails tend to be very short, a bit stubby, and he's grabbing onto this tail and posing for a picture. And then he pulls away, and I notice that stub there, the little tail, is shiny, the way bronze statues become if they've been in contact with human touch for too long. And I started to ask myself, I was thinking, was this man holding onto that tail as a gesture of good luck? And because that will happen. You find that around the world. You find these places, these statues, which have that shiny spot. One that comes to mind is John Harvard in Harvard Yard at Harvard University. And his boot is all shiny. And that's because students go up there and touch the boot and hope that it will give them good luck in their grades and the results. A bizarre one, and I've seen this myself, is the one in a Paris cemetery of Victor Noir, who was a journalist from the 19th century. He was killed at a young age and by a pistol. And so the statue of him sort of lying on the ground is on top of his tomb. And for reasons unknown, at least unknown to me, the sculptor decided to make Victor rather well endowed. And so his groin, his crotch, his big bulge there is especially shiny, as are his lips, and it's sort of turned into a fertility rite for those women hoping to have a healthy sex life or to get pregnant, and so they do some rubbing there. I'll leave it at that. But anyway, so I was noticing this with the bear, and I'm thinking, my goodness, I'm thinking, maybe somehow at some point, someone has spread the rumor that if you touch this tail, it will give you good luck. And that's pretty amusing because there's no tradition in Madrid, as far as I know, that mentions that. In fact, for years and years and years, the Oso y Madroño was just a place to meet. In Puerta del Sol, if you're going to meet someone, you said, well, we'll just meet at the Oso y Madroño, because it was an easily identifiable meeting point. I don't know anyone who touched the tail for good luck, but at some point, it seems to me, and I did a little research on this, and I think that is the case, at some point, someone made that popular, and it's been going on ever since. So that's pretty funny. Anyway, this is a symbol of Madrid. It's on the coat of arms and it's on the flag of Madrid, the city, not the region of Madrid. And it's an old symbol, especially the bear. The bear was there since the 12th century, early 13th century. Not the tree at first, but the bear itself. Since there was no tree there, it's just a bear walking on all fours. And then, not long after that, the tree gets incorporated. It's a tree with red berries. And so the bear's sort of leaning up against the tree and trying to eat the fruit. And I sort of like that. I think it's a cool image. It's unique. It's different. It's nothing really imperial or aggressive, just a bear snacking on some berries from a tree. Now, as you can imagine, it's evolved over the centuries. A crown was added to it, and then there have been other additions to the coat of arms, which came along and then have since disappeared. But those elements, and plus the seven stars, are the major elements that you find in this coat of arms. The bear, well, the bear's been there ever since the beginning. There were bears around here maybe 1,000 years ago or earlier. Probably not a lot, but bears are also popular animals in coats of arms. So that would have been that. The madroño, the strawberry tree, is not as common in this area as the image might suggest. In fact, nowadays there are more madroño trees than there have ever been, as the town has decided to reinforce that idea by planting a lot of these trees. As I said, there are some where I work, but they've been around there for a long time. It's not that you can't find it here in this area, in the region of Madrid. It's just not that common. But anyway, no one really knows if when that first image of a tree with berries is supposed to be the madroño or a different tree that has red berries. It's hard to say, but for some reason, the madroño was picked as the tree, and ever since, that's what people have used. As I was telling you, the madroño berries, which come out and are ripe and ready to be eaten. I said October, probably closer to November. It sort of depends on what the weather's like in fall. They're sort of fuzzy. They have beautiful colors. See, they start out as yellowish and they get darker into a dark orange, a really cool color, and even red and purpley. So it's a very pretty fruit. But in the mouth, it has a texture that's a little bit, as has a lot of little tiny seeds, like when you eat a strawberry, something like that. And it's tasty though. It's quite nice. And sweet, which was a little surprising because I expected it to be more sour or something like that, but it's quite good. And anyway, if you come to Madrid and you go to the Puerta del Sol to have your picture taken next to the Oso y Madroño, there's no need to be groping its tail. If you don't have, it's not going to give you any more luck than the luck that you are having by being in Madrid and enjoying the city. And that's a little bit of history about the symbol of Madrid. We hope you've enjoyed this very brief talking Spain. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please feel free to leave any comments or questions because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We really work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have excuse me, if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. And you can also check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.